Mediterranean, composed by Arnold Bax. You heard the Northern Sinfonia of England, led by Richard Hickox. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM on a Thursday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, Sweat is a new production being mounted by Canadian Stage and Studio 180 Theatre. It opens next week, January 14th, at the Berkeley Street Theatre. It was written by Lynn Nottage, the only woman to win the Pulitzer Prize twice for drama, and one of those prizes for this very play. Sweat is a searing examination of industrial decline, race, poverty, friendship, and politics that follows a group of friends working at a local steel mill who swap stories and decompress at their favorite bar. When rumors of layoffs and lockouts circulate, tensions rise between blue-collar staff and white-collar management, threatening to destroy jobs and relationships. When we look at what's happened in Oshawa recently, this couldn't be more timely. This play acts as a wake-up call and expresses that we cannot ignore what is happening in cities across North America. Here's a moment.
That's what they want. We offer to take 50% pay cut. They won't budge. They want us to work longer hours, give up our retirement. What's the point? Full circle. A lifetime would be the same place I was when I was 18. What is that?
Joining me in studio are two tremendous talents. Kelly Fox is a Toronto Critics Circle Award and Dora Award-winning actor and director, including 13 seasons with the Shaw Festival and 3 seasons at Stratford. And Allegra Fulton is an award-winning actor and director as well, who's worked across this continent and in Europe. She's worked with Soulpepper, Stratford, and appeared in hit TV shows like Schitt's Creek, Fargo, Suits, and Kim's Convenience. Kelly, Allegra, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to have you both here. Both of you have performed in great plays and productions during your celebrated careers. What jumped out at you with this script in particular?
I read it once and said yes quickly before I could get scared and change my mind.
You've obviously had that experience where you read something and you go, ugh, I don't know. I don't think I can do this. But this, yeah. Not that at all.
No, this was the kind of, I think everybody recognizes the kind of thing when you read a script that scares you in a way that makes you say, I have to say yes.
Now, is it about the interplay of the dialogue? Is it about eventually the arc of the drama? What is it about this that got to you quickly?
The emotions of people who are whose lives are being destroyed by deindustrialization, which is happening all over the world.
Right.
And she very incisively captures the actual disintegration of lives in a really clever and very succinct way through this piece of work. And people, you know, we're part of a trio of 3 women who are pretty much the only women who work in the plant, who've worked together for 20 plus years in a steel factory.
That's its own story.
That is its own story. And that's why they're so tight.
You're
and
right.
Party girls, and they're hard living, hard working gals who've had a life that has been pretty straight ahead and now is being pulled apart. And they've got children and mortgages. My character doesn't have children, but these guys do. Anyway, everybody, and they represent a really. They don't. Where are they going to go at 50? What are they going to do?
They've already had a pretty tough situation being the only women in this.
Yep, but yeah. They sure wouldn't think of it that way.
Right.
They've risen to that challenge.
Get on with it. And they've had pretty good jobs in a way. You know, like they've worked hard work, but they've had jobs.
Fair pay
right. And union, a strong union. And then very quickly that's whittled away, and the advent of migrant workers is basically slashing their work in their money by half, more than half, in fact.
So this is a lot of newspaper headlines being put into and boiled down into
something.
So
when you read 400 workers laid off from the GM plant, these are faces.
Right.
That you can attach to what that is.
Now, I'm a big proponent that, I mean, we do arts
coverage here each and every day on the program. So I'm a big proponent that art and artistry can hold up an empathetic mirror to what's happening in our cities and our communities. I really believe that done well, a great piece of theater helps us to better understand a grave situation like the one that's presented here. This is a story that taps into an economic shift that's happening in so many towns. You've touched on it a little bit, but maybe let's get in a little deeper. Your characters, who are we going to be meeting when we see you on stage at the Berkeley?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I play Tracy.
Okay.
I have a son, Jason. We both work at the plant.
Kelly is Tracy.
Yes, I am Kelly. I play Tracy. along with Allegra's character, Jesse, and...
Or Dina's character, Cynthia.
And you're touching on that issue, too, which is sometimes this is a family affair. We see generations working at plants.
That's very much so in the plant we work in, for sure.
Yeah. There, at one point, I say you have to know somebody to get in. My father worked there. I work there. My son works there. It's that kind of shop. Of course, that's when I'm just in the middle of trying to keep the Latino character from even thinking about applying.
Right.
Because it's known that's the route that the Olsteds, who are the employers in this situation, that's the route they're going to take to try and break the union. Mm-hmm. They're going to lock the workers out, they're going to bring in temporary workers, and they're going to dissolve the strength of the union.
We don't talk about politics a lot here on this program. What do you think? Someone walking in, particular political stripes, how's this going to sit with them?
I think it's beyond that because I think you actually, the strength of the writing is you actually see human beings throughout this story break down in addiction, in waste of meaninglessness, of terror, of like where are we going to go, of having no jobs, of having no home. What you were saying before about putting a face to it, I think she does that really beautifully. And there's an act of violence that happens because of all misguided, pent-up terror. And what it produces is a tragedy. And it really is a microcosm of, you know, again, as you said before, what's happening all over. And the root of hate and the root of violence is actually fear. And that's what I think she shows very clearly in these characters.
I think there's a whole point by point we've gone through this play in this few minutes here, but and I think that's touched on maybe why this won a Pulitzer Prize. Why do you think, if you could really look into what it is you're working on right now as you go through rehearsals, why did this win a Pulitzer Prize?
Oh my gosh, the writing is just exquisite. We daily are discovering new moments that you kind of go, I just heard that for the first time. I just understood for the first time what's actually happening in this moment. And hopefully once we've done our work, the audience is going to be able to get all that on the first time that they hear it and see it. It's so complex. It's so multi-layered. My character Tracy is a hard gal to like. But I read a quote from Lynn Nottage in an interview recently where she suggests that we should replace judgment with curiosity, which is really the actor's job always. Mm-hmm. You get a character like Tracy in your hands and you think, it's not my job to judge her. It's my job to try and understand where she's coming from and what are the things that drive her. Fear is a big driver for her.
That sounds like a moniker we could all...
Indeed.
It's a really useful
maybe
way
enjoy
to approach the world, I think. But what's beautiful is that's the way that she's approached the drawing of all of these characters, so that even Tracy, I can feel in the writing as hard as it is sometimes to inhabit her world and her worldview, I can feel that she's been written with a degree of empathy.
Berkeley's feeling good?
Oh, it's feeling so good. And, you know, I have to just say a huge shout out to the cast and our director and our awesome design team, because we're already in tech and it's so beautiful. And there's so much love in the room, which is so important because we have to go to such hard places in this and like really ugly, ugly places in to our fellow human actor
sure.
pals. And we have such a love bulb going on that it's really exciting because we feel safe enough to actually go there with true rigor and ugliness, like to go to the ugliest places.
With
we
love
all love each other at the end of the day.
With love in our hearts.
with love and
so
trust.
Important. Yes, exactly.
So true.
You can do your jobs. Sweat, yeah. The Canadian Stage and Studio 180 Theatre production. It runs January 14th through February 2nd at the Berkeley Street Theatre. And, of course, you can pick up tickets through Canadian Stage. And I want to say a big thank you to Kelly and Allegra. Just wonderful to have you here. And good luck with this run.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sweat getting started next week. You're with The Oasis.